Good morning. Cue the announcer, please.
You are now free to move about the country.
And as Southwest Airlines moves you about the country, it's going to be increasingly powered by soybeans. Southwest announced that by the end of next year, it's going to be filling its planes with 5 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel. And by 2030, it plans to replace 10% of its total fuel consumption with sustainable fuel made from soybeans, in large part. Mac Marshall is with the United Soybean Board, and he says it isn't only Southwest. Other airlines are lining up, too.
Some estimates have, by the end of the decade, that total draw from sustainable aviation fuel to be, upwards of 10 million metric tons of oil. And, three quarters of that production would potentially be located within the U.S. and naturally drawing from, domestically produced soybean oil.
So one may wonder whether farmers can grow enough beans to satisfy the new demand for aviation fuel while continuing to supply the food chain that depends on soybeans and their byproducts. Mac Marshall says he has no doubt farmers can grow the beans, and right now more capacity is being built to crush the beans and process the oil.
The industry is kind of, to paraphrase Field of Dreams, has kind of an adopted a if you build it, they will come approach.
And they're coming as the airline industry tries to wean itself from petroleum and clean up its act. How about that soybean? Its versatility is well known, from food to all sorts of uses in industry, including the foam in car seats, all coming out of the ground on a farm near you.
So it's a miraculous bean indeed.
And how about this for a coincidence? From the farm to your belly, today is National Bean Day. It's also National Shortbread Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.